Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me is my co-host, James.
Hey, everybody.
So today we are going to talk about the 2021 summer anime. We're currently in the transition between the fourth and fifth week of pretty much a lot of these animes. And this season is really weird because a lot of these animes are like... They're maybe only in the two episodes, some are in three, some have five episodes out. And then we just finished watching Jaya-sama, which just got its first episode a couple hours ago. Since it is the newest anime we just watched, what did you think about it? What did you think about it, James?
I think it was probably the best comedy anime of the season, at least for me. Probably because it was saving the best for last, right? But it was... Remember that one show, The Devil is a Part-Timer? It scratched the same itch that show scratched.
Yeah, I was having that same feeling, too. It's basically the same thing, except it's more cute, like, you know, they have cuter characters and everything like that.
It's like overall, Nagatoro mixed with Devil is a Part-Timer. Yeah. That's the best way to combine it.
Yeah, actually, speaking of Nagatoro, that's the next thing I want to transition to. What? Did you watch Shinigami Bo-chan Tokuro Maid?
Yeah, I did. I saw like three episodes of it.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't think there will be like, do you think they're ever going to break that curse, or is it just going to be like 12 episodes of the same gags over and over again? At some point, they got to go into the gags. Arc, right? I do too. Yeah,
it's basically like that in between, what do you call it? Teasing Sama, Takagi-san or whatever, and then Nagatoro-san. It's kind of like in that between, but with a dark side. Yeah. I still think it's funny. It hits that niche area where, you know, not a lot of animes have. It's funny, but it has that dark side.
I definitely thought the cat was gonna like bump into the kid and die or something like that. I was like, oh my god, dude, gotta be careful. I don't think they would do that for TV. Very dicey.
I don't know. There's been a lot of deaths this season. Like, there's been a lot of animes with, like, a lot of, like, just straight-up killing people.
But I don't think they would have done it for this one. I thought he was going to do it for the brother character that came up on, what was it, episode one or something like that? Or two?
Yeah.
I think the episode with the sister coming to visit, then running into the butler was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's great. I really enjoyed the great anime.
I saw that at the same day that of that Sid Snap video. Where she was interviewing that one Jav actress.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about the older gentleman. I was like, okay, that's a coincidence.
I want you to actually give me that one anime. So in this whole season, it's been a really weird season because what I felt about this season is that they took all the fillers from like last season and just jammed them all into this season.
I mean, I don't know about calling them all fillers.
I'm saying they took all the fillers from last season and put them into this season. Because it has like four times as many fillers as a normal season.
It was definitely hard for me to like decide to want to start watching any of these shows, to be honest with you. I had to force myself to watch a few of them. I didn't even want to watch, for example, Uramichi Onisan. This is probably the first show that I think I... had a good reaction to. That's the one.
I know. I actually had that same feeling. It's because like the cover makes no sense, right? Like
exactly. Oh my god, this is like gonna be some pretty cute, precure, pretty stuff like fairies and whatnot. But no,
just a pretty boy anime kind of thing.
That's why I didn't want to watch it based on the art style. I really need to stop doing that because I had that reaction for like five different anime this season, and I'm like glad I watched every single one of them.
Yeah, I had the same feeling when I watched Onisan. I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll watch one episode, then I was immediately hooked because it's definitely like
relatable.
it's not even that. It's like, has there been an anime that's like even like close to this? Like the closest I can think of is Brilliant Park.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say instead of Precure. That's what I was thinking about. Ice Cube-san.
Except all the characters are. Do you remember the sheep? Or I think it was like a sheep or whatever, like the one in the costume.
Yeah, that show was super memorable. I remember all of them. I just don't remember the names of all of them.
Like the sheep character was the one that just like made a bunch of like crass jokes and like smoked and did stuff like that.
That reminds me of the Pink Rabbit.
Yeah, like those costume characters where they're always like doing like backyard deals or whatever, like except that's all the characters.
Shady deals. I mean, it's just like regular people producing, for example, Blue's Clues or Dora the Explorer. I wonder how life in that office is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It would probably be something like this. It's like, oh, fuck it, Mickey the Kids Show.
It's great.
That dude is like straight despair, smiling. Like, you gotta smile. If only bad things happen, you gotta at least smile. He has is that to, what he right? said? Yeah.
That's his job. It's like, I have to get paid for it.
I was like super surprised that, well, not surprised, relieved that they weren't airing that show live. I mean, they really couldn't with that guy's demeanor and the kids being around him. And he just has no reservations about being his true self in front of people, which is kind of something
I love that the kids have no filter. They just go all out.
Did you notice how every time, most of the time when the kids talk, it's like a beam of sunshine. And then when a lot of the adults talk, it's like purple despair, whatever.
It's like, I think my favorite is like whenever they have like the rabbit on the set, except the rabbit doesn't talk. It's like the guy, the audio producer in the background has like a pre-voice pack or whatever.
Yeah, I noticed that too. When he dragged him out by the scruff of his neck, if you could call it that. Yeah. His collar.
His costume collar.
Yeah.
It's a great, like, I 100% recommend Uramichi Oni-san to anyone. I know you're gonna look at it. Yeah, like you're gonna look at it and look at the cover and be like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this or not. Give it at least one episode because it's a great anime. It's like one of the better animes this season.
I only could stomach to watch one of them. I didn't want a marathon one because it was way too relatable, especially the part with like kids. Like one of the kids' dad was like 29 or something like that. And then he's like 31. And he's why don't you have any kids married?
No, he was like, he was like, Oni-san, how old are you? He's like, I'm 31. I was like, but my dad is 29. Why don't you have kids yet?
Oh my god. Yeah. I got a friend that does. Oh, and I'm like that main character in that spot. I was like, oh Jesus. Can't even imagine that.
I love that it's just not him too. They also have those like extra characters, like the
the comedian and the sidekick.
Yeah.
Why do they all call them Oni-sans? Is that just
that's just how it works in Japan? Like,
yeah, okay,
yeah, okay. So actually, going by like your favorite anime this season, what is your favorite anime? Why is it your favorite anime this season? Like, if you could choose one anime to recommend to someone to watch this season, what would it be?
That's very hard for me to say that because I want to default to season two. Because
no, season two has to be a new one. No season two.
Maybe Heion Serai no Itaren, Tachi. Mm.
Which one was that one?
The English name is something about the Itaden being peaceful. Oh,
is that the one where it's like the demons, whatever?
Yes, the demons.
Oh, I don't know. I watched the first episode and I felt like, I don't know, I didn't like it that much for some reason.
Was it the ending? The ending was too much, wasn't it?
No, it just felt kind of like kid showish type
it's
to me.
It's most definitely not. Like, especially with the ending for that first episode, I was like, holy smokes, that's some crazy stuff that happened. Like, while it was a war zone that they were in.
I get the premise. I just didn't like the show in general. I don't know why. Does it get better after the first episode? Because I only watched the first episode.
It has really good fighting scenes. And I would say that I don't want to spoil too much because I think it was worth watching. I wouldn't call it a filler. Just on the art style alone and the
animations. It's MAPPA. It's made by MAPPA. Of course, super the art's good. Gonna be good. Yeah.
I definitely keep on watching this one. I marathoned it. I think I'm just gonna forget about it for a few weeks and come back when they're like at episode 8 or something like that.
Like, this is the one anime you're gonna recommend to people? Like, this is your favorite anime of the season?
I guess. I don't really have a favorite is the thing. Not this season. That's why we're beneath the tatami this season.
Like,
because it's like, there's nothing. There's not too much that appeals to me. I would say
there's plenty of animes that appeal to me this season. Like,
not last season though. I got burned out probably because I got burned out last season. I watched pretty much every anime.
See, that's why you gotta, what do you call it? That's why
pace myself.
pace yourself. Yeah, like for this season, I actually had a bunch of animes I really like because, of course, you know, I like slice of life. So right. There's a few, but I actually do have one that I do recommend to people that
which one watch. Would that be?
And it's going to be Kageki Shoujo.
What was that about?
It's the one where these girls go into like this like specialized art school. It's basically
The acting one. That's the one I didn't see. I was like, man, this has really nice art, but watching an acting show for quite a while.
It's basically like these girls go into like the Japanese version of Juilliard or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And these the first two episodes they're pretty like normal, but once mm-hmm. they get into the third and fourth episode, they really get into like topics that are very real and very dark.
Would you say I would enjoy this as much as I did Runaway Dewarate?
It's not even close to Runaway Dewarate.
It's not that look into the industry type of show. It's like look into the school of said industry type of show.
I can give you like a spoiler, but it's kind of a dark. It's not a like not a dark as in like you know it's like a realistic like
character kind of background. Oh, are you talking about like do you know how all those K-pop Korean singers practice or a more apt comparison would be like ballerinas having fucked up feet, having to go to the orthopedic doctor all the time for their messed up toes.
A little bit darker than that. I'll talk about one of the less darker plot points they didn't really go into it yet. It kind of was hinted at the end of the fourth episode. It's not as dark as the third episode. So in the fourth episode or like in the third episode, you see this girl singing and the teacher's like you're not like you're not moving as smoothly, you gain too much weight, you need to slim down.
Oh, that type of stuff.
And that's not even like a dark one. It gets really like I want to say what it is for the third episode. Like
I mean it is a dirty industry though, right? It's like extremely rigorous, especially when they're at that level.
No, like this backstory has nothing to do with the Juilliards in general.
Okay.
For one of these characters. And you get a like deeper meaning about why she's the way she is through her backstory. So I won't mm-hmm. spoil that. I'll let you and like if the people want to watch this, they can enjoy it as it is. But yeah, it gets pretty dark. But the basically and this is a minor character. She only gets like two lines at most or whatever. And basically she's like, yeah, I guess I've been putting on a lot of weight. And then at the end of still in like midway through episode mm-hmm. four, they're in choir practice and the teacher talks to this girl and she's like, you're not singing as loud as you're used to sing. And she's like, yeah, because I haven't been eating a lot because I've been on a diet and I haven't got low energy. Yeah.
I feel
and
that.
And then at the end of like, you know, after the, after the ending song, they always go into like the preview of like what the next episode might be.
Do they have like a Marvel style extra scene after the credits?
It was basically it goes it zooms into like a bathroom into a stall and she's like basically barfing up her food and I'm like Jesus.
So
I really definitely recommend this anime because it looks
that's
like
pretty rough, man.
Yeah, because of course, like
what we said about Onisan, what they go through. Yeah,
yeah, like what we said about Onisan, like the cover looks like like a shoujo idol fest type anime, but it's very relatable. I would definitely recommend this to anyone.
By the way, just to go back to something a little bit lighter, Urumichi Onisan, one of the most genuine scenes with laughter I've ever heard.
Oh
in
yeah,
anime.
yes,
just over something childish.
Was that the first or second episode? I think it was second
the first. I don't remember which one it was. Yeah. But it was just laughing at a name, dude.
It was like a dick joke.
Yeah, exactly. It worked perfectly because, in English, you call Richard Dick.
Dixon and
stuff
or something
like that.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
I think it's more translatable or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we understood even without the subs, which was nice.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically like the voice actor did a laugh that was like the, it was actually him actually laughing where he couldn't hold in the laughter. And the, in like, you know how in the Japanese voice industry they're pretty strict about, you know, having like said it a certain way. His laugh was so genuine, they just kept it in the anime, and I really enjoyed that. It was pretty good.
Or he's a professional, I would imagine. Yeah, he would have been able to do it on command, but it sounded like the real deal to me.
All right. So let's actually start going down the list of animes and just saying what we thought about them. A lot of these first ones on the list, we're going down by popular, like most popular to least popular. The first one is like the second season of Slime. Don't want to spoil it for one, but you know, of course it's good. Definitely watch it. Why wouldn't you?
For sure. Yeah. It's more of the same.
Yeah. You know what's funny is like when Slime has like better character building than the Log Horizon.
Oh my god.
The last season of Log Horizon was just so bad.
It's just same thing that happened with Shingeki no Kyojin with me. Too much time between the seasons.
The large skip, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. It's a large skip, and then Log Horizon went into this like four episodes of just talking and planning. And like,
hey, hold on a second. Well, I guess you can't really say it's the same thing because it hasn't been that long between seasons.
Exactly. That's why I compared it with Slime.
Yeah. And like, the buildup has been really enjoyable. Just them talking in the courtyard, I really liked it.
Yeah, like Slime pulled that off very well. They you know, they had planning and stuff like that. But they had some action, you know, they had a little bit of action at the very beginning. It wasn't just all talk.
Oh, we just came like 5 episodes ago was the last season, and that was probably the peak of action, so we're pretty satisfied on that front for a long time.
Yeah, it's only been one season since the last, since the last airing, so they definitely pulled it out very well, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah, for sure.
Next one on the list, season 2, May Dragon. Perfect. Oh,
finally. It's amazing. By the way, probably the best ending in the whole season, I think.
No, best opening of the season as well.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Pop, sing along. DMCA, copyright claim.
The part where they rap and then they do the animation for the rap, like where Toru is like the b-boy type moves, like how fluid and smooth that is. Oh, that is like
I probably listened to it like 20 times in one day alone.
It's so catchy. It's like the catchiest opening.
Yeah, it's really good.
Ever. Well, wait, talking about opening, what was the anime you recommended? Haze no Seidai no whatever.
The one about the Itadan deities?
Yeah, it had a visually nice opening. The song wasn't good, but it was visually nice. It was like, you know, all like a bunch of 3D and stuff.
Pure eye candy, and the story isn't bad. It's good. The bad guys are definitely
bad guys are
nefarious,
bad. The good guys are good.
But they kind of get demoted to Team Rocket status, and then, you know, the real big bad is potentially revealed later on.
It feels like a standard story to me. That's why I didn't.
And the
really
title was
"The
Itadan Deities Only Know Peace." So it's basically a show about these gods that spent 800 years doing nothing, and all of them are unprepared except like 2 or 1.
Yeah. Okay. Maid Dragon, definitely watch it. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
It's very popular. Next on the list, Tante wa Mao Shinderu, the detective is already dead.
Why is that on 68%? Oh, I can understand why it is.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why it's so high on the list is because it got that big boost.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Hollow
Live. Hour-long episode, too, though.
Well, like, the first one's hour-long, but, of course, it got that big, like, popularity boost and watches from Hollow Live.
I don't know if that was the only reason.
I felt like that was the only reason, because, honestly, this anime wasn't that good.
I kind of wish the detective wasn't that.
I mean, like, keep in mind, like,
yeah.
If Fubuki and who's the other one, Matsuri, wasn't in the anime, I probably wouldn't watch after maybe the second episode. It's not that good.
Like, the last time I watched a TV show for a cameo was like when I was 12 and watching Star Trek because some wrestlers were in it. Star Trek Enterprise, I think. But yeah, they always just do the one move and then, you know, that's how you know they're a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, basically, okay, summary about this anime. Guy meets random detective. Detective ends up dying or whatever, of course.
I don't think you should even say it, but...
Oh,
it's
I shouldn't
like
say, I should say the title.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
I should say the title of the show.
Guy meets detective. The title's a spoiler. Guys, don't even look at the...
Just don't go. Look at the title. Don't look at the title. You're going to spoil it.
If you see something that says episode one and you see a chick with a gray clothes and white hair, that's the one we're talking about.
Don't spoil what she looks like.
Oh my god.
But yeah, basically...
I regret that statement.
She dies and then he, you know... goes back to live by herself or whatever, and then
he's trying to become the detective.
Yeah, basically it's not
getting roped into becoming.
Maybe I'll watch maybe a couple more episodes, but it's nothing exciting. It's not really.
First episode was good, and then from there I was like, okay,
spark my interest. I couldn't really care about it. All right, next one on the list, Vanitas No Cart.
Very well drawn. I know, like, a lot of eye candy this season for sure. It's another vampire show. There's like werewolves and stuff. He's basically Dr. Doolittle for the, you know, mythological creatures, vampires, etc.
I mean, it's basically just follows a guy that likes to heal people, right? It's basically like a doctor.
And he goes into like some other world type of stuff where only vampires live, stuff like that. It's visually stunning, good action.
I saw first episode. It's all right.
I'm not huge into vampire shows myself. If I were to compare this...
Objection! Who's the one that recommended that vampire anime last season?
Dude, I was about to bring that up. This is, like, way better than Mars Red. Way better.
Like, but you recommended it to Mars Red? Like,
look, sometimes I have bad taste. That's okay.
I don't have much to say about it. Would you recommend it, though?
It's pretty up there, I'd say. It's it's pretty high quality. It's not that throwaway. Right. They put work into it. It's from Bones, man. Come on. Respect on Bones.
I mean, a lot of these animes can be... like
coming from any company, I know.
Just because they have good, you know, just because they have good value doesn't mean they're good. Okay, next one. Kanojo mo Kanojo.
Haven't seen it. Not yet.
I liked it. I really liked it. It's basically about a guy who's dating this girl, and then he gets confessed to by another girl. And he's like, oh my god, I want to say no because I'm already dating this girl, but this other girl is so cute. So he goes to his girlfriend and he's like, okay, we can make this work. What if I date both of you at the same time? And his girlfriend is like, what the fuck are you talking about? But then she looks at the other girl. She's like, damn, the other girl is pretty damn cute. All right, we'll try it out.
But and is she like dating her too, or just, you know?
They're going to the trope where like his family is gone and then they can live in the house together, so they try just living just living together as like just them three, and then they go into like some pretty funny jokes, like it's funny how the one of the girls, like I wouldn't say the side chick, but I guess I'll just call for the side chick.
I mean, going by the cover, looks like there's gonna be three in total sides.
I haven't seen the other one pop up yet, okay. So I don't know, but basically what like when they're sleeping, like the side girl like looks at the main girl's phone.
Oh my god.
And she's like, I want to do some research on her, like see what she likes, right?
Sneaking.
Basically looks up her search history, and basically was like when should we have sex? Or like a bunch of like sex stuff.
She's like,
oh crap, oh no. And then the main girl wakes up, and then the guy is like, what are you doing? So the guy takes the blame for it.
Oh my god. Did she do like take the person's hand and put it on the fingerprint reader type of thing?
I think it was just open, like, slide unlock or whatever. I didn't really do anything like
that. I bet they wouldn't put it, just, you know, for ease of
access.
Yeah, no reason to involve technology into it. Just make it the slides open.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I wouldn't say it's like a 100% recommend, but if you like this type of stuff, there you go. Next one, Bokutachi no Remake. Did you see at least one episode?
No. Or you haven't seen that? This is going to be the one that I'm going to basically marathon like I did Shadow House last season from 11 to final.
I'll go into a quick summary about what it's about. A guy, basically, he's a like a programmer type person. Loses his job, gets a new job as a video game designer, loses that job. He's like, oh man, this sucks. And then he gets sent back to when he was like a college student or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, what if I didn't drop out of college? You know, like, what if I actually went to college instead of just going straight into the workforce?
Right.
And then it just follows him like with a group of like talented people, like making films and learning how to make films or like the technical stuff and like that. It's very slice of life. It's like a slice of life anime.
The reason why I didn't watch it was because I feel like I'm already watching too many main character goes back in time one way or another and changes his life type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's an overplayed trope. But keep in mind, you can never get tired of isekai, right?
No, I can't. And I've just honestly, Tokyo Revengers has been scratching that going back in time and changing stuff itch more than anything.
Yeah, but this is done in a different way where, like, that's not a main part of the show. It's just,
yeah, there's no gangs or anything like that.
I mean, not even the gangs. I mean, like, time traveling is not a big part in the show. Yeah. It's like, yeah, he goes back in time. Yeah, it's like a one-time thing where it's mostly about, like, getting through, like, you know, stuff in college. Like, you know what? It kind of brings me back to, like, 2008 anime NHK or whatever.
Welcome to the NHK.
Yeah.
Classic masterpiece.
It brought me back to kind of, like, that period. Of course, the animation is better. And, like, there's a scene at the very beginning of the show where the guy's just, like, riding home on a bus. I was like, damn, that's cozy.
Was it, like, a high-end one? I mean, we're used to crappy ones in America, so.
No, I'm talking about like a night bus where you actually sleep on it and they drive
for a couple hours.
Yeah.
They're kind of ghetto in the Americas, but over there they're nice.
Yeah, I would say give the first episode a try. It's a double feature, so it's an hour long first episode. Great first episode. If you like what you see in the first episode, you know, keep watching because I enjoyed it. I recommend people who like slice of life. Next anime.
That's my game.
Actually, it's Genjutsu Shugi Shuha no Okoku Sei Kenki.
Bro, just at that point, just like look up the English name, but it was how a realist hero rebuilt the kingdom. I've really been enjoying this one. This is probably one of the better isekais this season.
I wouldn't say it's a sleeper, but it's a fantastic anime. It's super solid. It's like, do you remember that anime? I think it was like from last year. It's like the one where they transport like all these like high school kids to another world.
Yeah, except like, you know, when you're playing a bit pretentious.
It's like when you're playing a gacha game and you do your 10 pulls, except all your 10 pulls are like SS class. Like, yeah, S. That's
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't really care about that show because that one was like supernatural powers, right? For the main characters, it wasn't really
basically all the characters were like the best of the best for like their class. Like, everything. One of them was like the best politician, one of them was like the best trader. I was like, there's a ninja girl, right? There was like a samurai girl.
I know what you're talking about, just the name escapes me. I saw like 5 episodes of that show and I couldn't care to keep watching more. But filler. This one's completely different because he's what is he, a college student or something like that? And he's just a kind of normalish dude.
Yeah, he's just like a normal dude. It's basically when you do your 10 pull and you get like out of the 10, you get like one person that's gonna carry you through the whole game. That's what this is.
He's not the sword hero. He's the support character.
Yeah,
but he only does like buffs and stuff like that. He doesn't.
You got the number one pull for the support character. Yeah, that's what happened. And then basically what it is like he's carrying you through, and then he's like trying to make your, like, the rest of your crappy team better. That's basically what's happening.
Power leveling the team with resources.
Yeah, like
his superpower is really good. The pen writing thing. What is it called? Poltergeist.
His ability is like to put his consciousness into other items. I think that's what that is. Like if he put his consciousness into a sword, the sword wouldn't be able to do crap because he probably doesn't know how to wield a sword. So that's why, you know, puts
in and he can read in another room too. So it goes back to him, but he doesn't have to put any work into.
I don't think it's him reading, right? It's just the other consciousness.
No, but
reading.
He gains the knowledge.
Yeah, he gains the knowledge. Yeah, that's right.
So he does like he can actively read at the same time in another.
I wonder if that gives you a headache or not. I think that would give you a headache.
He's doing paperwork all day, so it probably did, but for the anime, it didn't at that time at least.
And it's very well drawn too, right?
It's like very,
very nicely drawn. It's surprisingly well drawn.
A lot of eye candy, as we said. Yeah, even 100%. The 3D this season has been really good.
Yeah, 100% recommend. Definitely watch it. High on my list. Next one, Otome Game. I didn't really watch it. You said you liked the first season.
I finished it entirely. I felt like it was enough for me. I don't feel like watching more of it. I saw the first episode. It was a filler. And then after just like that, yeah,
little extra on top.
Probably watch more of it if there's like, I don't know, a rainy day and I have nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I was satisfied by the original. There's no point in me watching more.
Really? Like, don't you care about, like, finishing out the story or anything like that?
I felt like it was finished. Like, you know, when you feel satisfied, you don't feel like going back to something. I didn't get the desire to have more of that show, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Okay.
Like, it was good.
I'll take it as your word because I never watched it.
If you were a fan of the original series, go ahead and watch it. It's a good show with good characters.
Is it basically like just more of the first season? Yeah, just more of that?
Basically, right. More harem-y stuff, dating sim.
Next people. One on the list here, Sunny Boy. I want to hear what you thought about it.
Sunny Boy is interestingly drawn. I have no idea what's going on. It's one of those shows that you pretty much have to stick with it till then to find out. Hopefully it's not like Wonder Egg Priority where it's like episode, you know, 11 out of 12 where they finally say what's going on. But I really like the character. He's like a tan dude with like crazy hair. He kind of looks like I want to say an Indian Tai from Digimon. Was that the main character with Agumon's trainer?
Yeah,
Tai. Yeah, he kind of looks like Tai. He's super smart. He's like actually trying to figure out what's going on, how people's powers work.
I thought that was the girl.
Nah, and this dude actually develops like a cryptocurrency to bypass some crazy rules on an island. That's not the main
character, though.
There's no main character, is there? I think they're all group.
I would say the girl and the
the girl with the compass ability, the one that could change the world.
Yeah, and the boy that's always next to her. I think that's the.
I can see that, but yeah. I feel like they are all pretty much equally represented.
Yeah, I mean, I
guess the bad guy is gonna be that one kid with the whatever on his face.
The star. I hate that character so much.
Yeah, he feels like he's gonna be the bad guy, especially after the episode I saw with the cats.
I feel like I would have definitely like really, really loved this anime and recommend to a lot of people, if not just for that one character, because like I wanted this to be like just a normal, ordinary high school with like normal characters. But that kid is like, oh, choose the main character out of all these. And he was like, oh, he has a star tattoo on his face.
he's like Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. He gets the Joseph Joestar back on his neck.
I don't know. I just don't like his character. Like, overall, I do like the
well, he's definitely the bad guy. And people in those situations always power trip, right? Even in those stories that we had to read in high school growing up about, Lord of the Flies, kids power tripping on that. Even Hook with Rufio and all that gang power tripping with Peter Pan's folks.
I don't know. I just didn't like that character. Like, overall, like,
yeah,
if I would give a quick summary about this anime, it's like, do you know King's Game?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically like, you go into this game, like, basically these kids are like thrown into this like, in this like third dimension zone or whatever, and there's these rules that they don't know about yet. They get superpowers, but these superpowers kind of make no sense. And then there are rules within this like third dimension that they have to slowly figure out what the rules are. That's the best way to describe this show because it's.
Well, some of the powers have caveats, the other ones don't. Like one dude could just like, I guess, break windows or use like powers to levitate and fly around and stuff like that.
I think his ability is Amazon. I think his ability is to like shift reality. I think that's.
There's a lot of people that have to, it's like, I don't even, I know one chick can like buy stuff with infinite money on Amazon. That's all I know.
And it gets like, well, no, I think her ability is just to create stuff, right?
No, she straight up buys stuff because they have internet connection.
No. Like they don't have internet connection because it's always going to be on the same screen. I think do you remember when she made it rain money?
Oh yeah,
I think she just has the ability to create stuff.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, because she made a mansion, so I mean,
true.
You can't buy that on Amazon.
No, I was like, how is she like getting all this stuff? Is she like assembling? Why doesn't she like buy components for stuff? I guess probably because she doesn't understand how electronics work. But you know, she just bought straight up
I don't know why they come in Amazon boxes. Maybe that's the reason you think you can buy from Amazon, because they come in boxes and they don't need to, but I don't know.
It's who knows? Weird. It's a mystery.
So maybe she just likes opening boxes.
We just have to keep find out what's going on.
I would say this anime is not for everybody. It's kind of like one of those, like, you either like it or you don't like it. It's a hit or miss.
I feel like it's definitely a marathon candidate, because I don't feel like waiting week to week to find out what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is one of those, like...
I like the art style. It's very nice.
Yeah, it is a very nice art style. It's kind of out there. Yeah. It's because they have to, like, meld, like, 3D space into the anime, especially with their powers.
Yeah.
Like, when the guy does, like, weird 3D space, or was he the one that's, like, was able to, like, mush the school into this, like, the painting,
destroyed, you know,
the
painting
with, like, the stairs everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Make it I don't know if that's called abstract or cubism. I forget. I don't remember my arts.
I'm not art. I'm not an art person. I wouldn't know, so I won't say anything about it. All right. Next one on our list. Shiroi Tsuna no Aquatope.
Really good show. Aquatope on the White Sand. Basically about an idol that.
Oh, good show. Job.
Yeah.
I recall someone saying, I watched the first episode. I don't know if I like, I don't know. I don't think I like it. Maybe I'll drop it.
Yeah. But then like, I went ahead and watched the second episode before you, and it changed my mind. The first episode, I don't think was did it just enough justice. I guess it's just setting up the.
It's setting up. It's a good setup. Like, was I not right that it was hella cozy though? It's hella cozy.
It is. I almost fell asleep during it though.
Maybe that's why you didn't like it as much.
I mean, to be honest, I fell asleep during a few of these and had to rewatch the first episodes of a couple of them.
Like I watched Aquatope and I immediately loved it. PA Works, known for their amazing list of slice of life anime.
Yeah.
Of course, great job for Aquatope. You know, like I really like Sakura Quest, what they did with Sakura Quest. And then they, you know, same thing with Aquatope. They had like great, what do you call it? Like animation.
Yeah.
Their 3D is a bit jank though. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. So going back to the plot, the idol girl quits her job for one reason or another. She goes to this town. She runs into this girl and gets to live with her and starts working at her aquarium. This girl turns out to be a director for her grandpa's aquarium that's probably failing because it's, you know, small town.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm surprised she's actually running that whole place, but probably because she grew up with the zoo environment. She knows how a lot of this stuff works. And the second episode,
I mean, she's only there as a fill-in candidate for her grandpa. That's basically what it is.
No, she basically doesn't want to have it closed down because the grandpa was going to have it closed down.
Like, she doesn't want it to get closed down.
Exactly.
Like, it's not that her grandpa doesn't want, like, wants it to close down. It's because they don't have any more money to fix stuff, so they have to close it down. That's the reason. The reason why she's there is that this is her last summer to try to get funding to keep it going, basically. And what it is that it's one of those, like, I want to put this in its own, like, little niche genre of slice of life, where it's like revitalized. Like, it's one of those, like, shows you would play for, like, you know how, like, each prefecture in Japan has their own, like, little
thing that they do.
Not what are they called, like, the when they have the suit, they have like the people in the suits, what are they called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mascot.
Okay.
Yeah, like basically in the mascots is like, you know, come here, eat X or eat Y, and they're trying to revitalize the town. This is kind of like in its kind of genre where they're trying to revitalize this like failing aquarium where they don't have enough money to fix all these equipment. So either A, they have to get more people to, you know, visit the aquarium, or B, sell the aquarium, and that's pretty much it, close it down. And that's,
I really enjoy that they teach you a lot about, you know, how to run aquariums, stuff you gotta fix, diseases animals get, what you can do to help them out, the, like, daily tasks that a zookeeper has to do.
You remember when I told you, like, when we were watching
Super Cub,
and I was like, I love animes that, like, slice of life, and they teach you stuff. Same thing. That's why I like Aquatope.
It's slice of life, and it teaches you stuff. I was like, this dude's gonna fucking love Aquatope.
I mean, I told you about Aquatope, too.
I was gonna watch it. I just, you know, I don't know what's gonna go on with that little god demon thing behind the little shrine. Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
Maybe they just don't talk about it. I mean, he's just there, but they just never hint at him.
It's like a Fight Club.
That deity. Definitely watch. 100% recommend on my list.
Me too.
Next one on the list, Seirei Gensosuki. I didn't have time to watch this, so I
have It's another isekai. It's called Spirit Chronicles. Basically, what happens is this kid is in a bus crash. Crashes with a train, gets, you know, teleported mind of a homeless kid. Basically like Bookworm, but they get merged instead of having one take over the other. So he's two people in one. So he's...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
He doesn't have split personality. He just has memory of both of the stuff.
Who is like the main driver of the person, though?
They're combined.
Do they talk to each other? Kind of like anime? No,
not at all.
Oh, that's weird.
He's just one person. He just gains the memories of the person. Yeah.
Okay. So
they don't really like show how... I guess for a little bit they show how he would have been, because...
So they
body
don't acknowledge
starts
who's
to become
the,
clear.
So they don't
they
acknowledge
do his
who's
mom's
the driver
just like some
of the body?
Person died. Not really. Well, I would say it's more Ryo, I guess, but he quickly understands
that.
Is that the guy
that died, or is that the...
Yeah. No, Ryo is the original body owner, but he kind of just like merges into one person.
That's weird. I guess it's kind of like in Dragon Ball Z where they just fusion and that's... Just one person. Okay.
And they're not like hostile or anything about it. I doubt this kid would mind because, you know, he was homeless doing jack shit with his life. Suddenly he gets powers and it's fucking awesome at sword fighting. I'm pretty sure he's grateful for that.
All right, sure. I'll take your word for it. I'll definitely watch
it. It's an okay show. It's just, I don't know. It's not a super throwaway, but it's not a must watch, if you know what I mean.
All right. Talking about throwaways, Peach Boy Riverside.
Dude, that guitar riff in the opening is so good. That's what keeps me coming back.
They're all over the place with this
It
anime.
Does feel like they're all over the place, doesn't it? Especially, what was the episode? I think it was 2 or 3 where the guy she's chasing around, she like finds him in front of a demon guy or an ogre. And then the next episode is like something completely different. I couldn't even
where they
tell,
go to like the swordsman or whatever.
Yeah, they just like skip to a different plot, like, or are they gonna come back to it? I don't understand. It's a little bit of a whiplash.
I do have to say, like, the part, I think it was like 2nd or 3rd episode or whatever, where like the Captain Knight runs out of the town to try to chase the girl, and the whole town just gets obliterated.
He just gets left with a horse. Sorry, he just gets left with the dude's hand in his hand. It's like, oh shit. I was like, oh man. I was like, big yikes when they saw that. Oh my god. I was pretty shocking. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna drop it because it's all over the place and it doesn't really have a coherent
I'm
story.
Current on it. I just like the whole thing.
It's one of those, like, if you like it, you can watch more of it. It's just,
yeah,
for me,
for
I
sure.
just, it's like, if there wasn't like as many good like slice of life anime this season, I'd probably watch more of it. But for me, it's just
I'm confident you could skip it.
Yeah, it's definitely a skippable one. But if you like it, watch it. You know. It's not for me. Next one on the list, Tsukiga Michibuki Isekai Dochu. What is it in English? Tell me what the name is in English.
I don't know. I didn't care about it. I care about it. It's a cool show. I just didn't care enough to look up the name for that one.
Really?
I was like, dude, what's that show that has the dragon that turns into the hot chick and the spider that turns into the hot chick? I forgot
all,
to watch
we're
it.
We're all the characters.
I was like, where is it? I saw one episode and I want to watch all of them. And then I like marathon episode 2 to 4.
It's 100% a filler. It's basically enjoyable because
it's crazy.
It's like the store brand of like, what is it? Slime. Rimuru.
Yeah, I see that because he has a world inside of his body.
Yeah, like Slime Dante Candy is basically like where he's like a monster guy who wants to create a colony for monsters. Same thing for this anime, except it's not a slime, it's like a person. Yeah. And then they want to create a society.
No, but it's funny because like the first thing he pops into, he's like trying to help this hot girl. It turns out it's this like pig girl. BJ's like Cerberus. He's like level one punching this, you know, thing to death. He's like, oh, I didn't understand how strong it was.
Or like the fireball. She's like, oh, you must be level 100.
Yeah.
Turns out level one or whatever. I mean,
there's a lot of funny interactions with characters, and
yeah,
I like the amount of power they throw around.
Yeah, it's definitely a filler.
I'm gonna keep on watching it for sure.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. It's a great filler. Yeah, it's a great filler. I'm gonna watch it. All right,
super worth.
Next one, we already talked about it, Kuro Maid, so I'm gonna skip it. Next one is Jaya, we already watched it. We talked about it. Next one is Remain. Haven't watched it. You said you watched it. Do you like
super enjoyable first episode. I just finished the first episode. I did not want to watch it because I judged the book by its cover. And it's like, oh, another hot guy sports anime. No, this show is about a dude that I don't remember if he drowns or if he's in a car accident, because in the end of the episode, what his sister is having like a night terror. Mm-hmm. But he's basically in a coma for a long time. He forgets the entirety of his middle school, and he was really fucking good at volleyball. And now he woke up with a flabby body, not flabby, but uncut,
untrained,
unchiseled.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't remember how to play volleyball as well either. And he has to restudy and stuff like that. So it's going to be a good show.
I think I'm
extremely cozy, very good. Set up first episode for a slice of life. It kept me wanting to watch more, especially with that last 30 seconds.
I mean, it's made by MAPPA, so of course it's gonna have good animation, right?
Yeah, MAPPA is the greatest. I love
So would you recommend watching at least the first episode, just see what it's about?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm gonna like watch the rest of it tonight.
I'll put it on my list. That sounds like an enjoyable anime to watch. Yeah. Okay, so next one, Onisan, we already talked about. Next one is...
I like how you skipped completely over the one you thought was a hentai.
No, that's the next one.
Megami?
Yeah, Megami Ryo no Ryobo-kun. Basically, hentai the anime.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? And I was like, okay, this is just...
Yeah, it's like zero censor. Like, first episode, like, zero censor. It was just like boobs on boobs for like the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was like, do they... upload this on Troll, what's going on?
It's probably like one like on those like special channels where they're like
for sure.
Uncensored,
yeah,
stuff like that. Or maybe it's only like a DVD release. Maybe that's the thing. But
nah, it's probably I don't know what it's on over there. But you know,
it's
if you like Eki, watch it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna. I don't feel like it.
I watched two episodes enough of it. It's pretty much like your typical like itchy filler. So it is what it is. Take from that. Next one, Make You Black Company. I love this anime. It's pretty great.
Me too.
It's a filler. Well, it's another filler, but I'm gonna watch it just because it's stupid. It's like one of those stupid things you don't really have to like put 100% of your...
It's in the top five of must watch for me this season.
Really? Top five? Wow.
Well, this is like, this show has priority over other shows for me. It doesn't matter how good. Bad or good the story is or how bad or good the animation
stupid.
Is. It's just a main
good.
Character. It is Skeeves is entirely enjoyable to watch.
It's basically like Gintama Isekai or whatever.
Yeah, just, something like that.
It's just a bunch of jokes.
Exact feel.
Yeah. I recommend it. It is a filler. If you don't like it, don't watch it. That's pretty much what it is. Next one is Cheat Kusushi no Slow Life, Isekai ni Sukuro Drugstore. Oh, Jesus, these names are getting ridiculous. I swear to God.
Just look up the English name. Well, we gotta be true weebs. Oh, no dubs in this cave.
Slow Life Drugstore.
I love how they
put English words into their titles.
Yeah. How was the first episode? I haven't seen any of this. I skimmed the first episode. Like,
really?
I don't feel like watching any slow isekais. I feel like I've watched plenty of those.
You don't want to watch no slow again. Life?
Dude, if I wanted that, I'd like wear an anime shirt to CVS. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not the same comparison at all. It's an alright show. I would say watch the first episode just to see if you like it or not. It's like, you know, with like a lot of these like filler animes, you watch the first episode and it's gonna either catch you in the first episode or it's not. You know, you're gonna like it.
Does he come from another world or what? What's the setup?
I don't think they really tell you. Like, they just go right into it.
Knowledge of previous life or not?
Yeah, basically, like, do you remember that really crappy filler anime? It was like the one where the guy like is like a slime rancher. Like, that's the best way to describe it.
I didn't want
to
watch that one either.
I liked it in the first couple of episodes and then I dropped it. It was kind of meh.
Is it like the same every episode feeling kind of type of thing?
It's basically like him like inventing new types of potions. Like, oh, I have all these potions. Like, look at this special. Like, where I stopped at it on the show is like the demon lord like gets this like miracle potion, and the miracle potion is like the best way to describe it is like he invents Red Bull.
Dude, that's exactly what happened in that anime show about the witch that's like the strongest being in the whole world.
Oh, 100 slime, 300 slime, 300 years slime, whatever.
Yes, there was an elf that was really good at making potions.
Yeah.
And she runs away from the demon lord. The demon lord just wants her potions.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was making like super he's like learning how to make like special types of potions for like people, and like there's this part where he learns how to make like soap, you know, to clean your dishes, and like
I saw that in Dr. Stone, bro. I'm an expert. I don't need to see that anymore. No, just kidding.
I'm like in episode 3, it's like I'm at the part where I'm like, I like the first episode, but like two more episodes in, I'm like, I'm probably gonna drop because I've got better slice of or like better fillers to watch this season, you know. So it's a hit or miss for people. I liked it at the start and then it just went downhill real fast, so you know, take it as it is.
I'll go back to it for sure.
Watch the first episode, that's all I got. So just watch the episode.
I need to stop being prejudiced about covers and art styles and you know, tags, comedy, fantasy, stuff like that.
Yeah, like once you watch Uramichi Onisan, it really kind of turns your world around, right?
Because especially after I watched Remain, because that was like the biggest, like, oh, I'm not watching this garbage. I didn't even know anything about it. I just looked at the guy's face like, this dude looks stupid.
It's because there's too many guys on the cover. I don't want to watch this. That's exactly what you thought, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Due to the speedo, is this gonna be ice skating all over again or Skate the Infinity, even though I enjoyed that?
I mean, there are some like, you know, prejudices you can't have. Like when I first when I first saw Scarlet Nexus, I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of those animes. And I was right, it was one of those.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing about this one is they released it pretty much at the same time as they released the game, no?
I have no idea. I didn't play the games.
Game's completely brand new. Maybe it got like one of them got delayed because of COVID, but if you like the type of gameplay that Scarlet Nexus has and you're interested in the story, play the game. If you don't like it, watch the anime, because I had that feeling for God Eater. I don't like the gameplay for God Eater too much. It's kind of like Monster Hunter, but in that setting, I didn't care too much for it. So I watched the anime and enjoyed it. So it's one of those things. Either play the game or watch the anime. It's the same fucking story.
What I can say about this anime is like the anime that released at the same time. They're in the same season. Mahouka Kouga no Yotose. I think it's like the fourth season. It's the one where they have that like greenish outfit. You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, the honor at Magic High School.
Yeah, it's basically like the same thing, except their outfit's red and black, and the other one, their outfit's green and white.
I'll talk about it in a moment when we get to it.
Okay, so, Heian, we already talked about Hunter Man, didn't really see it. It's the second season. Did you ever watch the first season?
I finished the first season. It's more of that, with one new character so far. You're trying to figure out what's going on. It's literally just a new continuation. Right,
and then the next one is Koku. What would you have to say about it?
Oh my god. This is the season one of the regular at Magic High School told from the side of his sister. It's the same thing, just from a slightly different perspective. That's all. So if you really like this series.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Everything I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Am I like, cause I was watching it on Funimation when my computer broke last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really don't like Funimation's like media player at all. Cause every time I press pause, it stops it and then plays it and then stops it again. Like it double clicks it for some reason. That's a whole other story about me not liking their service. I canceled my sub. But it's straight up. It's the first season of The Irregular at Magic High School, just told from the sister's point of view.
Hey, some people like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a reason it got
show super popular, but
there's a reason it got 3 seasons plus, I guess, this extra one.
This is like 5 now, I think.
It's a Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or 4 and 5. I don't. Yeah, it's a lot. And they haven't even had the big payoff yet, which is bullshit because I'm waiting for that, like tapping my foot at the door, like, fucking.
Dude, give you already me my know what's going to happen. Well, you already know what's going to happen. What are you talking about payoff? You already
Like, it's been like. God knows how many seasons, and you know, you're just waiting for that moment where Lelouch reveals himself to the world as this badass, and you know, that's what I'm waiting for this show to do, and it has not done it at all.
All right, next one is Diatle by Bio de Metal.
It's a death battle game.
Yeah, of course, I can probably get that. Worth watching? No, yes.
It's okay. I would watch other filler over it myself. It's basically they all have just special powers and they're fighting each other to the death or whatever. Testing powers out.
Okay, next one. Higurashi no Naku Koro. It's the second season. Didn't really watch it. Didn't really watch first season, so I can't really say anything about it.
Watch the OG myself. I'm not going to rewatch the remake. You can watch it if you want. I already know what it's about. It's okay. If you like Guro and stuff like that, whatever.
Next one, Kageki Shoujo. I already talked about it. Definitely go at least watch it till the third episode. If you don't like it from there, then you can drop it, but definitely give it at least 3 episodes. I would say you'll really love it if you really like this type of anime. If you don't, then drop it. Love Life Superstar. Not a big Love Life fan.
Same. Didn't watch it.
Didn't watch it. Pretty much for the remaining list, didn't really watch any of these. We got like, what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 left. Pretty much like just random sequels and fillers and stuff like that.
Apparently, Nighthead was interesting about that. It's based off of a show from the early 90s. That was like a live action.
Is it worth watching?
It's okay. It's not bad. I'm going to watch. I think I'm going to keep on watching the whole series this season. The first episode was not very good. I rewatched it. Second episode was leagues better. I imagine third episode's going to be good, too. Basically, supernatural powers. Two brothers get teleported in a shit ton of years into the future, and stuff happens. The anime. By the way, the 3D in this show is really good.
Like, really?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, obviously, they still have the issue with, you know, sometimes it feels a little bit not high frame rating.
Yeah, exactly.
But the models are really good. The setting is very well made and all that stuff.
Only other one I really wanted to talk about was like Kaizuko Ojo Pirate Princess. It looks like they're gonna do like the full anime drop on August 14th, so we don't really know anything about it yet, but it looks kind of interesting watch.
Production IG too. I always like them for the most part.
I'm definitely gonna give it a watch once that drops. Going back to the 3D you're talking about real quick. In Kuromaid,
what about it?
Did you notice, like, their background was, like, all canvas painted?
Are you talking about Kobayashi's maid, or...?
No. Shinigami Bocha Tukuro maid.
Oh, like, I haven't...
comedy one?
I can't recall by memory, to be honest with you. It's not something... I was looking mostly at the maid, to be honest with you.
Really? she did a good job, then.
All right. Yep, pretty much.
Next time you watch, like, the new episodes, look at their background. It's all canvas painted. Or that's the style they're going for, is canvas paint.
That's a good show to keep on watching for sure.
Yeah, definitely watch this, but I'm like, whoa, like it's all of the background canvas painted? Like
that's
pretty crazy. Like because that's a lot of work to canvas paint all the backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like but because usually it's all done in like pre-production or it's done in like digital art or whatever. Like I haven't seen a show that's done canvas painted background in ever. I, ever. I've never seen it before. So I like it just stuck out to me because I was like, why is their background look so weird compared to, like, you know, I've never seen a background like that. And that's the reason it's all canvas painted. Any final words about any of the other, you know,
D side, I'll just call it that. It has a weird Traumeri, the animation. I don't know what that is. French, German. I don't know. But it's kind of like in the same basket I would throw Scarlet Nexus. I did not enjoy the first episode at all. It is kind of dumb. I don't know. Basically, like, monsters that are created out of people's desires. Then there's people that fight them. They're called knocker-uppers, which is made me giggle. Okay. And the dudes, it's a bargain bin video game type of feel to it.
You know what I hate? It's like when you look at the cover, like, I know we're like making fun of covers or like, you know, don't judge.
I know. That's why I'm going to watch more of it, but it didn't really inspire me to watch more.
Just like Scarlet Nexus, I hate it when there's like more than like, I don't know, six people on the cover. That's a lot because
dude, even Kageki Shoujo does that.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of them do. That's what I'm saying.
Is like almost all of the anime on this season have like four or more.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I just like when, like, no. Maybe it's not that. It's like when they have a lot of people on the cover and then they have like a lot of like effects on the people. Maybe that's it. Like if you look at Scarlet Nexus, there's a lot of people and then they go in for like that crazy like all up in your face effect.
You know, oh, I see what about? You mean. Yeah.
Yeah, like the 3D is like all up in your face and it's like...
Oh, it's like that meme of... I think it was like Shin Megami game and there's like a big ass circle that says with Dante from Devil May Cry on it or something like that. It's an ancient meme. Some people wouldn't know.
Like when we're looking at like covers, like take Shoujo. It's very minimalistic. It has a lot of characters, but it's very minimalistic. It has like a basic background and a couple of flowers. And then there's girls on the cover. Very basic. You know, I kind of like stuff like that. Like, decide. It's too much. It's too much in my face. Like, there's a bunch of characters. There's a crazy background going on. Like, there's really... Like, what are my eyes supposed to focus on? Is what I'm saying. Like, what I'm focusing on is, like, that little cat girl in the middle. That's probably the only thing I could see.
Like, yeah.
It's too much. It's too much in my face. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, those are our thoughts for like the summer 2021 anime. Any final thoughts?
Ore Tsushima is the best anime of the season.
Scarlet Nexus number one. Go watch.
By the way, Ore Tsushima is just a short about cat a one? Cat. Yeah, I like it. It's fun. It's nice.
All right, well, I guess that's everything we have to say about this season. We'll catch you guys in the next follow-up for this. So catch you later. Bye.